Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Thursday, May 3rd. We're back with you. And we have a guest here. You guys can also check us out on Facebook Live. Go to LA Talk Radio's page right there. And I did tell the guest that we're going to chat for a few minutes and then we'll bring you in. So you just, I had no time to, well, actually, we got here early, but I just got busy. That's okay. You're here. That's all that matters, right? Yeah. So, Carrie, we'll bring you on in just a second.
No problem.
And so, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah. Yeah, we had to skip yesterday because I had so much work in the morning.
It's because you're catching up because you were gone.
Yeah.
For a week.
Something
or like
five
days, 4 days, whatever you want.
Something like that. Yeah. 5 days I was gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a tremendous trip for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still recovering. Trying to get back into the scheme of things.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah.
And now we're back.
Now we're back with a vengeance, right?
I actually think I had food poisoning yesterday. So
why? What did you do?
I threw up all day yesterday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What did you eat?
I'm a little bit nauseous still right now, but I don't know.
Was it something you ate?
I think it's something I drank.
Oh.
Because I got one of those like smoothie things from Ralph's. It's like a yogurt thing and a chobani. And then after that, it was a wrap.
Uh-oh. Maybe it's bad. Yeah, maybe that was something really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do, right?
Nothing.
I saw, did you ever see the movie? Do you like Westerns at all?
No.
You don't like Westerns?
Nope,
huh?
Not my thing.
Yeah. I haven't watched one in a long time, so I caught 310 to Yuma. And that was not a bad movie,
I've
actually.
I've never even heard of it.
No?
Mm-mm.
With Russell Crowe and... All right, well, you haven't. What can I say? You
know? I've tried to give Westerns like a shot.
It was made twice, actually. It was a remake.
What's that movie with Samuel Jackson and a bunch of other main actors? And it's a Western?
Yeah.
They all killed each other?
It just came out recently, right?
It was
right?
Like a couple years ago.
Yeah, The Magnificent Seven?
Yeah, I gave that a shot, but I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
You didn't like it, huh?
It was just like, I didn't understand. Like, everyone died.
Well.
Sorry, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen it. It was like nobody survived.
Wow.
And I was just like, that was cool and a waste of time.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking long. It was like 3 hours.
Yeah, but I liked it. I'd seen the original, you know, so it was pretty nice to see that.
I mean, it was really good actors in it.
Right.
Like
a lot of
tremendous
great
actors. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there were a lot of them. You can't say anything because your mic is not on yet. You have to wait a moment.
She's like, ah.
You see, if I only stop for a moment and explain to her how the show goes, she would know, you know. But now she's like, they're ignoring me. My mic is not even on. But it will be on in just a second.
I went to a casting the other day.
Yeah, you told me about that. How did that go?
It was a joke.
Why?
What happened? I mean, they told me to come in, and they're like, the rules were light makeup, dress casually. So my makeup was light. I threw on a pair of jeans, sneakers, and a t-shirt. And I get in there, and it's everyone's dressed like they're going to the nightclub, like 9-inch heels. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
And it's for beauty, like a beauty line or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was like standing in a line, and it was 5'8", 5'9", 5'8", 5'9". And then there's me that said 5'1". And I go, am I in the right audition?
Yeah, you didn't go to the right place. Yeah.
The guy was like, he took my picture separately. He's like, you're actually like the shortest girl that showed up today. I'm like, well, they should have said that there was a height requirement.
Right. There's something, right?
Like, you guys didn't say that to me before I got here. Yeah, so I'm definitely
Are you
not
sure you read the rules?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they picked me. They're like, hey, you made it to the next round after looking at my pick. So I thought it was digital.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh, I can do digital for sure.
Right.
And then they're all like taking pictures with their tall ass fucking bodies. And here I am like, can you see me?
That's disappointing.
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting a call back for that.
Oh, well. So you need to you need to go fishing in the right waters.
I know what I'm saying? Did I get from going? I didn't lose anything.
No, of course not.
New experience.
Just some disappointment or something, you know. But what can you do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe grow a little bit.
Yeah.
Grow a couple inches.
Well, that's cool. So your birthday's coming up. I thought it was your birthday today. I don't know why.
Mm-mm.
But yours is coming up when?
May 18th, a Friday.
Oh, 18th. Okay, uh-huh. So mine is the 10th. And between
yours
that,
is May 10th?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Why did I not think you were in May?
No, we talked about it.
Okay, that's
yeah,
why we get along.
I knew you were May. That's why I thought you were May 3rd.
Okay.
I don't know if Tauruses necessarily get along, but maybe they do. I don't know.
I've never had an issue with another Taurus.
No?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I have an issue with my sisters sometimes.
Yeah. There's enough of other signs to have issues with.
Right.
Than to have one with your own sign, you know.
What day does your birthday fall on?
I don't know. Probably Tuesday or Wednesday. Today's the 3rd, right? So a week from now.
Okay.
That's Thursday.
Okay, Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to do?
Nothing. I don't make big deals out of birthdays. I don't know.
I'm probably not going to do shit either. But it's my 30th, so I'm like... Mm.
Maybe someone will do something for me, but yeah. That's right. It's your 30th, right?
The big 30.
Yeah.
Because I was alive for 3 whole decades.
Yeah. So now, Heather that was here the other day is also turning 30, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are the same age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Born the same year.
Born basically in the same town.
Same town, same mm-hmm. month. Wow, that's pretty cool.
I told her in the elevator, I was like, wow, you're a lot like me.
Except she found a 50-year-old millionaire and you didn't.
I know. He definitely must have money. I was keeping that in, but I was definitely observing.
He has money. I saw her car.
Yeah, I saw her car and a ring.
Yeah.
Her ring was big. And she was like, I don't really work right now. Right. I'm like, what? Bitch. Yeah.
I don't know.
Does he have any friends that are cute?
Exactly, you know? You need to find the money, man. I'm not saying that she did, but it helps.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
I'm not saying she looked for it, but, you know, I mean.
I would have been had a kid already, though.
You
if that was
have,
my situation.
Huh?
If I was in the situation she was in, I would have already been pregnant at least.
Well, except if you found yourself in the middle of a career or something, you don't know where you would have been. You know,
still would have had a baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So I could be a young mom with a millionaire. Because what if I wait and then we don't work out? I'd be like, fuck.
Didn't work out for me. Oh, well, what are you going to do, man?
Yeah.
So before we get to
I'm taking that class that she took.
Which one is that?
The one she was talking about, become a host.
Oh, no, I didn't even hear about
that.
Yeah,
she talked about it for like 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
A host of what?
Like a red carpet host.
Oh.
Yeah.
She talked about it on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. My fucking memory is really going. I got it.
She talked really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like you had to kind
of... No, that's okay, but I had to be here at a certain point.
Yeah.
Maybe she talked about it when I was busy with the Facebook that was not
maybe
working.
Because you were looking at your phone a lot, making sure that it was working. So maybe this is one of those moments. Yeah.
And I hate doing that. You know,
but I'm taking that class that she took.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. But I'm taking it for free because I met someone that's best friends with the person that runs that class, so I get to do it for free. Thank God, because it's like really expensive.
She's very energetic and hyper and stuff. You know, she's like shot out of a cannon. So that's cool. You know,
I mean, it's good to have that energy at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Sometimes me and you are like me.
Yeah, we're talking about Heather who was here 2 days ago. You guys can catch the show. We had a great old time. She did that dab company, right? Heather Francis. And it's her birthday today. So she's listening.
Happy birthday, girl.
But at any rate, so just because before we get to our guests, I wanted to bring this up because it's kind of a... do you remember the group The Cars?
No.
No? That's why I didn't want to bring this up. She doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about. So you don't know who Rick Ocasek is?
No.
Polina Poroskova, do you know that? Okay. Well, you know what? It's because he's 70 and she's 54. That's probably why you don't know him.
Yeah.
This is like from back in the 80s.
Nope.
He's not very attractive and she's an extreme bombshell.
That's usually how it goes, though.
That's true, and she's 20 years younger than he is. But they've been married for 28 years.
Yeah.
So they're splitting up, I guess. So I
she probably was like, oh, he's getting too old now.
Yeah.
Now I'm on the gardener.
Yeah.
Since I've been fucking him for 10 months anyway.
All right. Well, we're going to bring in our guest right now because she's talking whether there's a mic on or not. So we might as well turn on her mics. We're joined by Candy Lee. Welcome to the show, Candy.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
I already got a chance to see you. A lot of fun, and we're happy to have you here.
Thank you so much.
And you drove quite a ways to see us, so we'll make it worthwhile for you.
I did.
How far did you drive?
It's about 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours from Orange County, man. That's a long drive.
Okay, yeah, Orange County's far.
Right.
It is. So, but you guys are worth it. It's been fun so far.
Thank you.
And it's
thank
hard to be quiet whether the mic's on or not.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, if I told you in the beginning, you would have known how the format goes.
It would have been super helpful.
Yeah. Right. But then she's like, why are they not turning on my goddamn microphone?
That's because you're laughing. We've had a couple guests where we were popping some really good material, and they didn't even budge. And I was like,
really?
Holy shit, this is going to be a bad show.
Oh, no, no. Whether mic's on or not, it's still funny, right?
Yeah.
I think it's funny that you don't know what he's talking about, because maybe it's an age.
Yeah,
it is an age thing.
Right,
you know?
I didn't want to say that, but, you know.
No, it is. And that's why, actually, she's here, because I wanted to have a different generation here, you know?
I think the only old school thing I know, like, couple like that, is Sonny and Cher, and I still don't know what Sonny looks like.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. You need to, like, Google it.
I know. And the only reason I know that is because Cher is, like, an icon.
Correct.
Yeah.
Multi-generation.
I love that interview she did when she was, like, talking about men, and she's like, men are like dessert. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, I'm gonna have
sounds
to get
delicious though.
Yeah, but she like basically shitted on men, and I was like, you're amazing.
Oh my god. Hysterical.
She looks like a transvestite though, a little bit, like a drag queen.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, back in the day, no.
No.
Oh, you mean Cher?
Yeah.
Cher, yeah.
Yeah. She looks okay.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day though.
She was hot.
Smoking was hot.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta check out the Sonny and Cher show.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, they were
fun. I will, but
yeah.
I'll say I will.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad talking, I know you now.
You're talking a long time ago. I mean, the Cars came
way before
after.
That?
No, yeah. After that.
Oh, after.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you know a couple of those songs.
So it's only two of them?
What?
Cars?
In the group?
Yeah.
No, he was married to her. She's not part of the group. She was a model, a Polish.
Okay, he was a
supermodel.
Younger,
right,
and older.
Right.
Oh, just because she's 20 years younger than the guy.
Yeah, so
Heather,
supermodel, musician. We've been there before, right?
Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like that's how it goes. It's always a mediocre-looking older man and a really
With
a really hot chick. Yeah.
With money or fame or both. Yeah.
Exactly.
Preferably both.
Yeah.
It does work. I mean, look at Tom Brady. You know, he's got Gretchen, whatever her name is.
Giselle
Bundchen.
Gretchen.
No,
Gretchen, who's Gretchen?
Because I was thinking of the Bundchen.
Don't
you
start
know?
Something. Gretchen.
No, I know there's a C-H-E-N there somewhere.
See, I don't think she's smoking hot.
No?
I don't think she's.
Yeah,
she
is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but he got
kind
a top.
Of way she is.
But he got a top model. You
like
know?
Adriana Lima.
But he's not ugly.
No, he's not.
No.
Ew,
no.
I would never. I would
he's
never.
Not like,
really?
Maybe if someone put some
ugly.
Money up, I'd fuck him. But like, other than that, oh I would never God. Look at him at a bar and be like, ooh, Tom Brady, I want to fuck you.
So that's not your type.
Julian Edelman is smoking hot.
I don't know who the hell that is, but it's okay.
Me either.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
So, Candy,
yes.
Let's focus on you a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us. So we know you're from Orange County.
How long have you lived in Orange County?
Actually, I've lived in Orange County for 7 years.
7 years.
So nice out there, but it's quiet.
Ish.
Yeah, yeah. Ish. That's
ish,
right. Yeah.
Well, I guess I haven't
happening.
Really been to Orange County since.
So how would you know if it's quiet
well,
or
Newport,
not?
Newport, is that Orange County?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then yeah. It's really quiet out there.
It's different than here. Yeah,
yeah it's not LA for sure.
No.
Yeah.
Has a different vibe.
And where did you grow up?
I was born in LA, moved to Germany when I was 12, so I grew up in Europe from 12 to 18, moved back to Sacramento, then I moved to Nashville to pursue my singing career. And then to Las Vegas, and then to Arizona, and then California.
Oh,
so
wow. She's been around.
No, wait a minute. Don't be starting that rumor that I've been around. I've lived a lot of places, but I haven't been around. That's
okay,
not true.
That's true.
Out there this early in the morning.
Depends on how you look at it.
Exactly.
Wait, right. So did you ever get a group of friends or anything if you're moving around that
yeah,
fast?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yep.
Fuck, man.
Yeah,
sure.
but I'm sure early on it was when you were a child, right?
Correct.
Was your dad in the military or
actually,
something?
Actually, no. He, I like to say I'm a normal brat, not a military brat, but he actually started a company in Europe. So that's why we moved, and they wanted us to have a different kind of lifestyle. And we traveled to about, at last count, my mom and I counted about 30 different countries.
Oh, my God.
So I got exposed to a lot of different cultures and a lot of different backgrounds, which is really cool. And we attended German schools when we were there, so that's a little different. So I
were you able to plant any roots anywhere in all these places?
Yeah, for sure. I plant roots really quickly, right? So I was able to be exposed to a lot of different people, and I also know how to move really quickly and set up shop really quickly too.
Yeah, yeah, good.
I need to learn how to do that.
So you're adaptable.
I know how to do that.
You know how
I'm
to
adaptable,
adapt.
Correct. To different things.
That's good, because you had to out of necessity, you know.
Exactly.
Where in Germany did you guys live?
Well, we lived in Oderbach, which nobody knows where that is, but Ramstein, Ramstein Village,
okay,
which is
never
one
heard
of the
of it, but
I know
okay.
It's one of the largest Air Force bases in the world. So most people that actually get injured overseas, they fly them to Ramstein Air Force Base, and then they go to Landstuhl Hospital.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I remember sometimes when that happens, they take them to Europe.
Correct.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
What you're gonna learn, right?
Well,
you can say Guten Tag, which means good morning.
So Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
German is like the only least sexy accent of a guy that like. Right. I love accents, but German not so much.
It's very guttural. Yeah. However, my singing is a part of that.
Really? So you sing in German too?
Well, yeah, I did sing in German. However, learning to speak German actually affected how I sing.
Very interesting. So, yeah, so to tell you, Candy is a musician. She's a singer. Do you write your own music, too?
I do.
That's awesome. So very creative person we have here.
Yes.
When did this start? When did you start having this love for music?
When I was 2, which is, you know, a couple of years ago. Just saying.
Yeah. You remember when you were 2 years old?
I do.
Really?
Yep,
I
do.
I remember shit from when I was 2.
Girl, what were you doing?
Probably nothing. Probably crying.
Crying? Why were you crying?
My parents said I used to cry all the time.
Why?
Really?
Not in public, but just at home I would cry all the time.
Okay.
So weird.
Really?
My crying was so bad at night, they said that they stuck my... What is it?
Pacifier?
Carriage. What is it? What is it? Crate? What do you sleep in?
Crib.
A crib?
My crib in the closet.
Shush. Well, that's probably why you were crying.
No. They stuck me in there and I'd stop crying.
Okay. That's unusual.
It's probably why I'm scared of closets at night now.
It's probably why. Don't go in the closet. Don't. Alrighty then. I've never heard that story. That's very different.
Yeah. So when did you decide that you wanted to be a singer? At 2?
When I was 2.
Like literally just...
Yeah. I would sing any song on the radio and my mom and
at
I
two?
Actually... Once I heard it, I could sing it. So yeah, I knew then that this was my destiny.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that happens to a lot of singers because if you look back in the day on their old footage, it's like they're like not even walking yet and they're singing.
Yep.
I'm like, what?
Right.
Yep.
You see, I mean, music has been my life too. I just never did anything with it professionally. But to this day, it's like mental and spiritual nourishment for
Correct.
Me. To listen to music, you
right,
know?
Right,
right.
It's in your soul.
Same, but I just
it's
can't
in your soul.
Sing.
And I think the time when people get really, where music becomes very meaningful in their life is in their teens, right?
Yep.
Because that's when music's like the coolest thing ever.
Right.
And
it wakes
it becomes,
you up, I think.
Right, you know, and it becomes like sort of like the music. Most people gravitate to the music they liked when they were teenagers, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So it becomes like the soundtrack of your life or
Absolutely.
Something, you
know? For Very
sure it does.
And it's funny how you cannot hear a song for like 12 years and then it plays and you remember every
single... Takes you right back to that moment. Good or bad,
line
right?
and
right.
word to the song.
For
yeah.
sure. It's a connective tissue, I think, for your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so powerful.
Yeah.
That's true. Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have 2 younger brothers, so I was the only girl and the oldest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so they were moving all around together with you and everything?
Yes.
With the family
yep.
and all that?
Yep.
Did you have like a favorite place where you lived?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough question.
Well, if
I have
if
favorite,
you had to...
favorite of each place.
Okay.
However, I would probably say...
probably California because you're back.
Exactly. So I love... I love California a lot, and I also love Arizona a lot.
Ah,
you just
Arizona?
Went to Arizona.
I just took a road trip there.
Yeah,
Scottsdale.
Yeah, my daughter graduated from high school there, so I have a lot of love for Arizona as well.
Yeah,
and there's also a lot of Europe that I love as well. So
nice.
It's hard to pick.
Yeah,
how don't did put, you end don't up? Make baby go in the corner.
What made you gravitate to Scottsdale, to Arizona? How did you end up there?
Well, from Las Vegas, I knew I wanted to get my daughter out of Las Vegas for high school. And there was a lot of opportunity in Arizona. And I love the desert, you know,
weather. You do like the desert. You
I
like
do.
The
I dry heat.
Heat.
Yes,
really?
I love it. Yeah.
Wow. You see, that's the
but
reason
there's two
for
temperatures.
When...
There's hot and not hot.
Right.
Right? And once you get used to it, you don't go there in July and then decide if you're going to like it or not. You know, it just gets a little hotter. Yeah, I like the desert a lot.
Right. You see, that's the thing. I went to Arizona now, and I discovered that at this time, it's probably it's the best
amazing.
Time.
Amazing.
You know, it didn't go...
October and April is amazing.
Yeah. You know, it didn't go above like 98 or something.
And
which
come
was
June,
not,
it's like death.
Right.
No, not June. July.
July, July. August,
June
right.
June is still... It's still... But, you know, there's... It's air conditioned everywhere.
Right. And I liked the fact that Phoenix is a lot smaller than L.A.
Mm. Yeah, it's a different... It's a community... However, I think right. you can do that here in California, mm-hmm. you know, and create your own community.
If you go to smaller places, right?
Yeah, you just have to create because, your own community, right?
Yeah, because in, like in Phoenix, for example, I noticed there's traffic jams too, but they only last 5-10 minutes and you
exactly.
get to where you're going.
Right.
Here yeah. you sit for an hour and a half in that traffic. Makes you crazy.
Traffic here is really
so,
bad.
So, you know, on my trip, I took a 5-day, road trip. And Scottsdale, Sedona, uh-huh. you know, some of these places. So I stopped at Phoenix, and it occurred to me that L.A. is a totally different world from the rest of this country.
Yes, it is.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, you don't see fancy cars there. You don't see people like...
Well, maybe just not,
trying
like
to make
everywhere.
Impressions. No, I'm telling you, that from the moment I left California, I did not see another Mercedes or anything
in
like
Scottsdale,
this.
In Scottsdale, you do.
At all. In Scottsdale, you yeah. do. But I just, in Scottsdale, I went sort of like to the main street and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I went there to eat, right?
Yeah.
And there was a sausage place. I thought,
that
wow,
sounds
that
good
sounds
right
good, right?
Mm. Right. I'm
so I go in.
Girl, what happened? We didn't get breakfast.
I'm so hungry.
Stop.
Should have brought sausage with you, Sam. You're going to talk
right?
about it.
Sausage Sam. That's your new name.
Yeah. You see, what I want to do is I want to tell, I'll read to you from this menu that.
Please don't. I know. Did you hear
right?
that?
I did. I have, yes.
No, I just
you're
going to
read the menu,
this.
Really?
No, no, I'm not. I'm just
okay.
going to give you like one item that was there.
Okay.
Okay, so they had like a lot of different sausages, right?
Right.
This is
so,
in Phoenix or Scottsdale?
In Scottsdale.
Okay.
So I went to that main street, you
yes.
know, like it reminds me a lot of Santa Barbara. Have you
yes.
been to Santa Barbara?
Of course, yeah.
Right? It's
yep,
kind of like the same
like
kind of street.
I haven't been yet. It's on the bucket list of things to do.
So I'm not going to read you the menu, but let's just say they have an item called rattlesnake and rabbit sausage.
Ew.
Cactus
Yuck.
And corn salsa with avocado. I'm like, I said to her, I said, I hope you're not serving me this.
Right.
She says, no, they're all pork and the ones that you want.
Okay.
I said, great.
Wait,
so
they really have rattlesnake sausage?
Oh, yeah.
Sausage?
A rattlesnake
oh, yeah.
sausage, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they like
rabbit.
Just cook
they
rattlesnake?
The, yeah, they mix the rabbit and the snake together.
Ew.
That's fucking disgusting.
They probably like grind the meat. And put it together.
I want to know who's ordering that. What type
I know.
Of what type of person orders that when
people
they go there?
People will order. I mean, people order all kinds of things just to say
this is
they
not,
did.
Yeah,
you know?
This is unusual, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never even tried duck. Like, that's gross to me.
Yeah,
no,
but it's supposedly
normal,
pretty
think.
Good.
Yeah, though. No, it's at every restaurant. It's like,
yeah.
try the duck.
Tastes like chicken, I think.
Actually, wait a minute.
Yeah. It doesn't everything
I actually
it
take that
like
back.
Chicken.
I went to this, like, Asian restaurant in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. What's that one that's on top of the hill that looks like a house? Have any of you guys been there?
No. Mm.
I forget the name of it, but I had duck ribs.
Mm. Probably tastes like chicken, right? Or
oh,
pork.
My God. But I don't know if they just called it duck wings just for the name of it or if it was actually duck.
I don't think so. It's probably duck.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
See, you have had duck.
Yeah. If
really
it
good.
Cracks like a duck and tastes like a duck, it's a duck.
Oh, but ducks are so cute.
Yeah,
don't, you can't think
true.
About it.
No, you yeah. can't. You know, one thing I on my way, in the middle of the desert... In Arizona, I see there's like these huge farms with cows, right?
Yep.
But the cows are not walking around freely. They're all stuck in their own cages, each one individually.
They're probably
yeah.
going to get...
And all they're doing is eating.
They're getting yeah. ready to be killed probably then.
I just think they're raised like that all their lives. And I'm going, we don't even know where the hell our meat comes
oh,
from.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know?
Yes.
I mean, what are those cows? They don't even... There's not like grass and shit. They
yeah.
just feed them all that... you know, the food that they eat.
Right.
And that's it. They just stand there and eat all day. And
it's
I'm like,
so hot.
Yeah. So they actually have them undercover
yeah.
with fans. They have fans there.
What a terrible life for an animal.
What a terrible life, right? And we don't think about this. Like you said, don't think about it.
I know. On the show right now.
Well, I haven't eaten meat in 2 weeks.
So see, there you go.
It's difficult though. It's like a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm now that we're talking about it, I want to go to Tokaya and get a carne asada burrito. Like that's where I'm at right now.
See, there you go.
At like 11 a.m. Like let me get the fucking burrito. That's how hungry I am.
Yeah. So from Arizona, you moved to California.
Yes.
Now before that, you were in Vegas. How long were you in Vegas for?
About 6 years, I believe.
Really?
That's 5 or 6 years.
Because,
yeah.
You know, I lived there twice. I lived there in the 70s.
In Vegas?
Yeah. In the 70s.
What, are you stalking me or something,
in the 90s, probably.
Maybe you guys were always meant to be friends.
I know, right?
But very interesting. So did you like Vegas at all?
I love Vegas.
The weather you like.
I left Nashville because I was pursuing my singing career, but I realized that when I had my daughter that being a mom was more important.
Right.
And so I moved to Vegas because I wanted to come back to the West Coast to be close to my family, but I knew I could still sing and be encapsulated into one city. So I love Vegas. It's a very, very special town, and it's very unique, right? And when you live there, it's different than visiting there.
Right.
I mean, you don't, I mean, I guess maybe some people go gambling every weekend, but when you live there and you want to actually like, you know, not be on the street, you don't go gambling. So I love Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about your childhood. You were moving around and everything.
Yeah.
Was your family close? I mean, all
very
this
close.
Movement
mm-hmm.
can really break people apart. No, I mean, all this like moving around, people are like, no,
which
it kept
people?
You close.
No.
I don't know. No,
no, we're very
thinking.
Close.
That's very
no,
nice.
I'm very family oriented.
Are they all in LA still?
No. Well, my daughter's here with me, and my dad is in Hemet, and my mom's in Arizona. So we're very close.
What about your brothers?
Actually, my one brother's passed away, and my other brother's here in Los Angeles. So
so you're all together here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Family's everything.
And you have the one daughter?
I do.
Oh, okay. How old is she now? Okay.
What, are you trying to find out my age?
No.
What?
I'm just curious. Okay, you don't
curious
have to say
Sam.
That.
Curious Sam.
Yeah. You don't have to say that. That's fine.
No. Curiosity killed the cat.
I know, right?
But
so we're talking about animals again. What?
Before
she's
we
in
get
her
to
20s,
music,
I'll tell you that.
And she's...
she's in fashion.
In fashion.
Mm-hmm, that's why we moved here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's
very
awesome.
Nice. Cool.
She's one of the most brilliant people that I know.
Yeah.
Not just because she's my daughter. She's
right.
Fab. She's fab.
So now, like, for example, after high school, what did you decide to do with yourself?
I went
like
to college for music.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go?
Sacramento State.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's why you were in Sacramento.
Yep.
Wow.
That makes sense, because who wants
she's
to go to
been around
Sacramento otherwise?
Well, my family moved back there.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, because Sacramento.
It's a sucker tomato. Like yes. That's what you call it when you live there. Yeah.
Well, very
so
cool.
Music so music has been always a part of my life, but then once I had her, then that changed it.
Yeah. So you actually moved to Nashville to pursue a musical career?
I did when she was two.
Really?
And then I realized, you know what, if you screw
don't think, up. Do you think Nashville's a good place to raise a child?
No, I didn't say that. But it was different then, right? This was 20-something years ago.
Right.
And as a female artist back then, it was different than it
is
now, right?
Right.
I didn't have the heart to be gone. I know what it takes to be successful, and I'm not a, as we discussed, I'm a Sagittarius. I don't do anything halfway.
Right.
I'll keep it clean. And so I knew if I was going to do it, I was going to do it right. And I didn't want to be gone from her at night.
Right.
So my priorities changed. And so I put that career off for a while to raise her. And that's why I'm fully committed to my recording career now.
That's
versus
awesome.
Then, right?
Because now she's older and
yep.
She
now
can
she's
handle.
Now she's raised and you know, and committed to her career. So
and it's amazing that you haven't put it behind you. That you're like still
no,
you know,
not
I'm not going to give up on this.
Oh, no.
I'm going to keep pursuing this.
No, I mean I've been doing personal development and business coaching since then, right? So making a difference is a big part of who I am you know, paying it forward and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Very
for sure.
Nice. So did you start writing your own music early on too?
I don't think so. I wrote in Nashville.
Okay.
And I think that writing is a big part of telling a story, right? And I would say singing I've been doing since I was two, but being a writer is something newer for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard.
It is.
You
gotta
like come
really
up the hooks.
You know what? I don't even know that I know how to do that.
Right.
I just write what's in my gut.
Right.
Right.
Right. And it is what it is. And
but
sometimes
for people that have it in them, it's not that hard, you know, because the thing is, you don't even have to know a musical instrument. You just because some people get music in their minds. For me, it's like when I wrote songs, I had to have the guitar with me.
Right.
And then you put words to
that.
It or the other way around.
Well, sometimes you
so
get
how
the,
do you.
Sometimes, well, it's different every time, right?
Right.
Sometimes I get the words, and sometimes I get the music, or sometimes I get a paragraph.
Wow.
I don't think there's like, I mean, maybe people that do it like every day all the time. That's right. Not, I mean, I'm busy. I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Right. But so, it does come to you.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. My first single came to me like in... All I got the music and all the words all at the same time, which is not always the way it happens.
Right.
Wow,
right.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. And so that was your first single?
The first single that I just released, and I released it on Sexual Assault Awareness Day, which is April 3rd.
Okay.
And it's called Dirty Little Secret, and that's
so this has to do with the subject
assault.
Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay.
Ooh, is this a personal matter?
It is, actually. There's three generations in my family that experienced sexual assault. And after watching, you know, all the stuff that was going on with Harvey Weinstein and specifically the gymnasts that were abused,
right.
And I watched a one-hour special about that, and I just started thinking about, my gosh, there's a lot of dirty little secrets, and then boom, I just wrote the song.
Really?
And having conversations with my mom, because, you know, her and I and my daughter are the three generations that were involved
wow.
in that, and we just decided that we had to do something about it, so
yeah.
That's what I wrote the song about.
It seems like it happens to almost every female, huh?
Yeah, the stats
at
are really high.
At a certain
high.
Point yeah. in her life.
Really, really high. I think one out of three females.
Right.
And it's probably higher.
Now, when kids play around and stuff, that doesn't count, right? I mean, do you think? Because, like, when I was a kid, we'd play doctor and all this stuff. I mean, these are like kids that don't understand and stuff, right?
I think that's
right?
different.
So, at a certain
I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Right.
I'm not, you know.
But at a certain point, it becomes not okay.
Correct.
Right.
I mean...
Yeah.
But I feel like if you raise your kids correctly, they should know that that's
good
not
touch,
okay.
Good touch, bad touch,
yeah.
right? There is a difference.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. as a young kid, if your parents are raising you correct, you know what a good touch and a bad touch is. Like
yeah.
You're not
right.
going to go on the playground and grab Betty's tit. Like, that's not appropriate.
Right.
Yeah.
right.
Sorry, your parents should be teaching you that.
Yep.
You're not going to grab her by the pussy, as Donald Trump says.
Right.
Hey but. Now. Okay.
All and right. So before we go on, let's listen to the song and see what
okay.
kind of a...
And this just
images
this is,
we get in
and
our
what's
minds.
Really cool is my album has not just songs about this topic, so I want to be clear, this is just a social justice message that I felt was important to come out, you know, on April 3rd, but all of my songs are very different. So
right.
this song specifically is very rock.
Okay.
Right? And a lot of my songs, like for example, That Was Yesterday is one of the songs that I have on my album that's written by Naomi Judd.
Uh-huh.
So that's very country-ish. So what's really cool about being an artist is, for me, it's being inspired by the story.
Right.
And every song is a little bit different. But this one is a little bit, as you guys will hear, a little has a rock feeling to it.
Yeah, sounds good. I like rock feeling.
There you go.
All right, so we're going to listen to Candy Lee, and the song is Dirty Little Secrets. Secret one.
Just
Well, definitely tells a story, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that like a cathartic thing for you to let it all out?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not an easy thing to share this with the rest of the world.
Mm-mm. No, but I feel a responsibility to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Good for you, you know? I mean, that's the thing is that I think, and that's the environment right now, is where people actually come out and take it out of the closet, you know, so people will actually see this is what's going on behind closed doors, you know. Who would have believed that almost every woman, every girl has been, you know, abused at a certain point in her life?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think that's a responsibility of an artist, at least for me. If you get the gift to be able to live your dream, right. Do something with it. So I feel a very big sense of responsibility to make music that matters.
Right.
Right.
Very you know? Cool. So do you have a certain genre of music? Is that pretty much the way most of your songs? Because you were from Nashville, you probably did some country stuff, right?
Yep. My first artist that I remember being inspired by was Patsy Cline. My dad wanted me to sing country so bad. And we lived in California. We had an intercom system, mm-hmm. you know, in our house. And he would go in my room and turn my volume up and he would pump country music. And I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? And finally, when I heard, do you know who Patsy Cline is?
Sounds familiar.
Oh my
God. I would just have to hear a song. Yeah. But I've definitely
Crazy.
Heard-
have you heard the song Crazy? Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. You ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that. That's in a lot of movies.
Yes, that's Patsy Cline.
That's probably the only reason why I've heard it.
Yes. So that's Patsy Cline. So when I heard her, I'm like, oh my gosh, that inspires me because she has emotion. She has a soul, right?
Right.
So I'm asked that a lot. I don't know. I guess the fans will determine what genre, right?
Right.
So Patsy Cline, Aretha. Uh-huh. Right, and some Adele, so it's
I
all
love
of that.
Adele.
Yeah, I'm addicted to mm-hmm. Adele.
Yeah.
So this song is different, right? So it's a march, it's an anthem, right? And right. And what I've learned is the song determines the mess. You know, like the song is the song, and you let the song breathe versus trying to figure out
right.
And that's very different, right? Because I'm a recovering perfectionist, so rather than attempting to be, I know. Rather than
I wish I had that problem.
I know. Well, because I want to do it over and over, make it perfect versus the song being emotional, right? And letting the song breathe and letting the artistic art be art, right? So every single song on my album is a little different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice.
So R&B, soul, and country, and attitude.
And what's so you actually
like
recorded a whole album, and this is the first single.
Correct. And my album will be coming out in 3 weeks.
Oh,
the rest of
you
it,
must
yeah.
be excited, huh?
What Super day? Excited. It'll be 3 weeks. I'll let you guys know what day.
Okay. How many tracks are on there?
Close to your birth?
Birthday.
Yeah. It'll be the end of May.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys know.
Sounds
okay.
good.
What's the name? Is the album name
Dirty
also
Little Secret?
Dirty Little Secret. Mm-hmm. And how many tracks did you record there?
Six.
Six of them? Mm-hmm. Wow. How long?
The last 3 years.
The last 3 years you've been writing these.
Yeah, well, the last 3 years. And as a result of being in the studio, the experience that I had and being invited into a community that I honestly didn't know existed, I decided to pay it forward, and I've created a television show called the Rise Up With Me television show, which is a talent competition to help other artists do exactly what I just did.
Cool.
And
really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. You guys can find out more about Candy by going to CandyLee.com. That's Candy. Spell it for people.
It's CandyLee.
Okay.
.com.
And you guys can find out a lot more. Your company is No More Entertainment.
That is correct. I've created a record label, and all of the contestants will actually not be eliminated, which is kind of cool because it is a community, right?
Right.
And the show will be 1,000% about them and having a sustainable career. So I've got about 50 people from the music industry, from A&R reps, producers, songwriters that want to give back, which is really cool. And the personal development industry, coaching industry, which is very important to understand, like that it's a business and how to be successful and what to do with fear, right? And how do you overcome that?
Yeah.
And combining those two things. So we're super excited. It's called the Rise Up With Me TV show. And that full website will be out soon, and auditions will start shortly.
Wow.
So I'm super excited.
Cool.
Yeah, and you're super busy too, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, but to whom much is given, much is required.
Right. Can you say that one more time?
To whom much is given, much as required.
I like that.
Yeah,
it's like a tongue twister, though.
Yeah,
it is. You got to say it a couple times.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, one more time.
To whom much is given, much is required.
I'll never remember that one. I don't know why, but
I'll remember it. But it'll take me a second to be like, all
right,
how did?
Yeah, if you write it down, right, then you look at it. I'm visual. I got to write it down.
Right, same.
Right. Okay, so Rise Up is your TV show,
Rise
right?
Rise Up with Me.
Yes. That's cool.
And okay, so where can people see that?
Actually, the website, there's a landing page right now. However, the full website, I'm perfecting a couple things. I was working on that yesterday. So
you're still recovering.
Not recovering. Yes, exactly. Thank you.
For perfection.
I know. It's tough. You're
not recovered yet.
So within the next week or so, it'll be out so they can see everything about the show. But basically, it's a talent competition that'll be 1,000% about the artist. They're going to actually learn how to have a sustainable career.
Wow.
It's awesome. I'm so excited about it. And my producer, Jeff Weber, is so fabulous. And he's the co-creator with me.
Yeah.
And they're going to go through a process and learn not from necessarily celebrities, and I'm not going to knock any other shows, right?
Right.
However, they're going to learn from people that have been in the business, and based on the 50 experts that I have, at last count, there's about 1,200 years of experience. So I think they know some things,
on how
to have a sustainable career.
I agree with you.
And you throw in the coaching piece on how to be successful,
how to
transform from the inside out. Your mindset, and that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years in the personal development
industry.
That's
amazing. So you got yourself a nice brand, a nice package that you can offer the universe.
Right.
Yes, and more importantly, people will have an opportunity to have their dream come true, and that's what matters to me.
That's true, right.
Right.
So are you going to provide them with all the production and things like that, like the winners, let's say?
Yes. Actually, every single one of them is actually going to get signed to my label.
Really?
Yes.
So, wow. Mm-hmm. How many contestants are there?
48.
48?
Mm-hmm.
So all 48.
All 48, and they're not going to get eliminated, right? Which is different.
But what if you cast 48 people? Because I know sometimes, like, if you go to an audition, you can kill an audition, and then later on it's like, ooh.
What does that mean, later on, ooh?
Like, for instance, you could see someone, and this might just be editing on a popular show, but if you see someone in the beginning of American Idol, and you're like, oh, they're pretty talented, and then like 4 or 5 songs later, you're like, I'm not really feeling.
Well, we're going to start auditions in multiple cities, right, and online, so they're going to go through a screening and vetting process, so that's where you have to, that's where the personal development side comes in, right? So since I've been doing that, and I have a team of experts that have been doing that, they're going to be profiling the person,
right?
So I'm not just looking for 48 very talented people, because let's be honest, there's a lot of really talented singers, right?
Yeah.
But I'm also looking for 48 global citizens, people that want to, that have the have to in them, right? And that's what this is for me. This is a have to album. And this is a have to project. And what I mean by that is I have to do it, right? That's what I'm looking for. And people that are that will know that, right? They have to do it.
Right.
So the next global citizens that want to start the next Google or this or that. So, and those people will rise up. Isn't that funny? They'll rise up. So we'll know that. And maybe 48 won't finish, and that'll be a part of the process. If that's what you're asking me.
Maybe they'll quit or they just won't have the...
Because they're going to be given real feedback.
Right.
Authentic. Here's what it looks like to have a sustainable career. Not just, hey, raise the pitch or sing this song a little bit different.
Right.
Okay, that's great. One moment in time when the cameras are on. We're talking about, here's how you have an actual career.
Right.
Yeah, like how do you actually manage what you do?
Yes, manage what you do, your finances. What happens when, okay, you have a single that's just released and all of a sudden you have 30 new friends that you didn't know,
right?
All the stuff that it actually takes to be successful.
Right.
It's not easy,
right?
Showing up on time, what's your brand? Who's your publicist? Who's your producer? Like all of that stuff that actually the business is 90% of the business and 10% talent.
Right.
So that's that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
And that's a problem, I think, with many people that feel they're not making it, is because they come here as an artist and they forget there's a whole business side to what they're doing too. Mm-hmm. If you want to be able to make a living off of this, you have to treat it as a business, not just as a hobby, you know?
Exactly.
And
then,
yeah, I've noticed sometimes when I go out or I'll go to a vet or something, someone will be like, do you have a card? And I'm like, fuck, man. just make not prepared. A card. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just not prepared. You know.
Well, so here's what you do: you get their card.
Yeah.
Right.
And no, then I do that. Yeah, oh, okay. I do that too. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm like, oh, you know, I left them at home. AKA, I don't have any.
Right.
But I'll take yours and I'll text you.
Okay, let me ask you this: what does it take to get a friggin' business card? It's
10
bucks.
You go to
Vistaprint. You literally go to Staples.
Vistaprint. Yeah, you can go to Vistaprint. Super cheap or Staples. Yeah.
Right. Or like, what do you put on a business card? Your name,
your
email,
and your phone number, and yeah, or.
Yeah. I would want my picture on there.
You do or you don't want your picture on
I
there?
I would want my picture
on
there.
Because you're super cute. Yeah,
yeah, so I could say, don't forget this face. Remember to call me back. Or call
good,
me at all.
Good.
Exactly.
And just leave the cards everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah, what does she do? I don't know, yeah. but she's got a card.
She's got her face everywhere.
She's got a card, you know?
Yeah, you got to get your cards done.
Yeah, yeah. You should do that.
Exactly.
I've gone to like 5 events recently and everyone has asked that and I'm like, oh.
You just got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Vistaprint.com, upload it, boom, you're done.
Yeah. And then they mail it to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So when is all this going to take place?
Which part of me?
The competition. The
Rise
whole
Up
thing.
With Me TV show?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll actually start auditions at the end of the year.
Okay. So you'll make announcements about
of
this,
of course.
I'm sure,
you'll
right?
have to have me back so I can talk
course,
about it,
so
right?
Of course, so we know where to watch the everything. Yeah.
Yeah, stay tuned. They can start registering online very soon. So within the next week or two, the website will be live. And so they'll have information on how to audition.
Sounds good. Cool. And in the meantime, you can find out more information on CandyLee.com.
And the single is out everywhere on 150 retailers worldwide. iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, yada, yada, yada. Anywhere
wow,
that you
so
can buy music, and that's where it is.
Everywhere, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And the album will be there in 3 weeks or so.
Cool.
3 weeks. Sounds good. Dirty Little Secret, No More Entertainment.
Yep.
Candy Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you,
Candy.
Guys.
Other than the website, do you have like social media where people can find you?
I do. It's at Real Candy Lee.
At Real?
Real Candy Lee.
Candy mm-hmm. Lee. So
Twitter,
you're the real
Facebook.
One.
Yes, I yes.
That's the real one.
As opposed to the, well, there is like,
the
you
official,
know, a stripper in
yeah.
Atlanta or something.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah.
XXX,
Candy Lee.
That's not me.
Oh, wow. I know, it kind of sounds like a porn star name, no?
You know, I
speaking of porn star, I my friend.
What?
Yeah, no, speaking of porn star, I went out to eat with my friend and he brought this girl with him. And I was like, so what do you do? She's like, I'm a porn star. And I was like, oh, okay,
someone
cool.
actually says that's what they are?
Yeah, but
they
like,
do. They have no problem. We
really?
Have a lot coming in on the
okay.
station,
well, before
yeah.
she said that, she was talking about her boyfriend. Her boyfriend's like a producer for NBC. And in my head, I'm like, oh, wow, producer for NBC. You just wouldn't think that he would be like...
With a porn star.
And I hate to say that, but that's what I was thinking at the time.
Right.
And I made a comment. I didn't mean to be rude. And I was like, I'm going to meet my husband at church. Thinking of just like Justin Bieber when I was talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But and she was like, why? People that go to church watch porn. And I was like, girl, settle down. I watch porn as well. And then I tried to switch the subject. I was like, I've just never seen you before. What's your name on there? I watch
there's
a lot
a
of porn.
There's a million of them. You're not going to find
She goes, it. I'm one of the most popular. I go, but I watch a lot of porn, so I've never
What's
seen
What's her name? Do you know?
I fucking no clue.
You don't remember?
No clue. She's covered in tats with red hair, though.
Tats with red hair.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them like
XXX
that.
XXX Candy Lee.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's definitely not me.
No, she
don't
had like
watch porn and
engine,
don't do it.
Like the
like fire engine red.
Yeah, like the old school Rihanna red. That's what.
Oh,
her color.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And she had like big old titties
right.
covered in tats.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I didn't mean to offend her. I just like came out like, oh, I'm gonna meet my husband at church.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say I'm meeting him at church because
so
you're a porn
said,
star.
She said she's the biggest or what?
She's like one of the most popular.
Really?
Because I told her I watched Pornhub.
Because I'm thinking of someone. That I've seen. Is it Bonnie? Like Bonnie Rotten or something? Could it be that?
I don't think it started with a B, but I could be totally wrong. I'll find out and tell you tomorrow.
Because I'm thinking, I don't know that many, except the ones that come through.
She's young. She looks younger than me.
Oh, okay. Then
yeah.
Maybe not.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But there's a million of them, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many porn
stars. At any rate, it's a one-way door. As far as I'm concerned, once you take that path, you can't go back, you know?
Correct. Yeah, but and I guess then, you're labeled that then,
for the rest
right.
of your
yeah,
life.
And,
then you have people like me who aren't really judging, but you're like semi-judging. Like, how do you get an NBC producer and I'm single?
Well, because she knows how to use her coochie-coochie.
Stop.
We're just being funny.
We're not going to go there.
Yes, stop.
All right, Candy, yes. Thank you so much
thank
for joining
so
us.
Thank you guys so much.
You're a lot of fun.
On that note, we're going to...
Goodbye.
Yeah, right?
Everybody check her out, her music, her TV. Everything
show coming up, Rise Up.
Yes.
With me.
Rise Up with me, yes.
Rise Up with me, and we really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you guys so much.
Congratulations on the music, very nice. I think you really put the music and the lyrics to the point where people actually will take notice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, the players on the album are pretty famous. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
check it out.
How did you make that happen?
My producer did.
Connections.
Yeah. Jeffrey Weber. I knew it was a W.
Weber
Jeff
Works Weber. Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys got to reach out for him, too.
Yep.
All right. Okay,
thanks,
everybody.
Guys.
Our pleasure. Anytime. You're welcome back. And that's it, Danny. I guess that's it for today. No casting today for you, right?
I have something in the works, but I don't want to speak about it because every time I speak about shit, it doesn't work out. So I'm gonna let this one see what the fuck happens and not.
Okay.
But I mean, it's so weird. Remember, I told you last week at church, people prayed for me, and then now it seems like I'm actually getting like at least callbacks. I got a call back from the modeling one, but it just wasn't a good fit.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, keep going and keep at it, and you'll see things are going to work out
for
you.
Exactly.
The worst thing you can do is give up, you know?
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.